All righty, it's 22 now before the hour. It's 100.1 FM, WRHI AM 1340. And it's Monday. And a high today about 82, 83. It's the first day of May. Mayday. Mayday! Oh, yeah. You know, she's a bad mama jamma. It's 22 before. Does that sound like a white guy saying that or what? It's 22 before the hour. It's 100.1 FM, WRHI. Could we classify her as a bad mama jamma?
Oh, absolutely.
That's right.
Nita Brown.
Gotcha. Yeah.
She's a bad mama jamma in Lancaster County.
We call her Miss Bad Mama Jamma Nita Brown in the house. Good morning. Welcome.
Hi. Nita. Good morning, you guys. How are you?
We're good.
Great to see you.
Thank you for having me on.
Looking forward to a second annual Give Local Lancaster.
Yes, we are. This is going to be awesome this year. There's going to be 42 nonprofits participating this year, and we are one of those.
Up from?
It was 36 last year.
Wow, good. That's a nice increase.
It's a nice increase.
Very much so.
Last year, we exceeded the donation we were hoping to get was $50,000.
Okay.
Was for all of the nonprofits that were participating. And it went to $93,000, even
Amazing.
With the system failure. It crashed in the middle of it.
That's right.
Really?
So we're praying the system holds up this
yes.
year.
Sure.
And we'd like to see it go over that. And I think we've got a good chance of that.
You fed the hamster, you shorted up, and everything should
oh,
be good.
Oh, man, that little guy's running around that circle, man.
How exciting. Give Local Lancaster $93,000. And this is really a crowdfunding idea that you
it
took
is.
Off really from the online giving ideas that really works
it
for
is.
Us.
It's actually part of a national day of giving. And there's a lot of different organizations all over the country that will be participating with different names. They're like tags for their local area.
Okay.
But they're all part of the same giving crowdfunding effort.
Well, what you do, I've gone to givelocallancaster.org. And then there's
correct
ways that you can click on and then find the nonprofits that you're looking for that really mean something to you.
That's right. You can click on Discover Nonprofits and look at the categories and see who all signed up under which categories. We're under community improvement.
Okay.
Because we build houses for people and or repair them, rehab them, that kind of thing. So far, that's part of our ministries, even though we're a faith-based organization. That's what we do, so we're community improvement.
Are you surprised at how much came in through last year, 93,000, as opposed to a goal of 50, and you step it up almost twice? It doesn't surprise
Does
me
it bring
ever
you to
with
your
this
knees,
area.
Really, doesn't it?
It really is. It was a real big blessing. We were very, very blessed, especially because of the system failure that they had with the online giving national, you know, the system itself crashed.
Sure. And now, I mean,
that means so many people were given it
absolutely.
Broke the system. Isn't that cool?
So
yes.
cool.
Yes.
And everything on your phone now. You can do everything sitting right there at lunch or whatever you want.
Yeah. It's like I said, you can give in your PJs and get up out of bed, go give, and come back to bed or pick up your phone into bed and do it.
Well, tell us a little bit about the idea of what brought it to Lancaster. What made you want to do this last year and then continue it this year?
Well, J. Marion Sims was kind of the point person for it, and they provided the power to get going. And found out about the program itself.
Okay.
We didn't know anything about it. But they made it known and made it available and helped us all get it going. And what blesses me with this is there are so many people that are participating together. The business community has come together to help provide extra incentives for it. We've got matching funds for various organizations. Different organizations are giving different things as matches. Habitat itself has an anonymous donor that's going to contribute up to $5,000. So if you give, yeah. you're going to be doubling your gift.
Nice.
Up to $5,000.
Really to Habitat.
Correct.
Wow.
And there's others that have designated various and sundry nonprofits that will receive a specific match fund type thing, depending on the donations that are given. But all of them have really good matches, and there's a lot of people in the community and the business community that have stepped up. So it really blesses me to see the whole community coming together to work together and help the nonprofits do the job that they need to do.
Now, it's a $20 donation for a minimum. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And really, if you have, you know, 1,000 people do $20, that's just so amazing for any of these great nonprofits.
It's certainly a way to multiply a blessing in a hurry.
Absolutely. And it's pretty neat because there's all the choices that you have when you discover nonprofits at givelocallancaster.org. There's animal stuff. There's arts and culture, community improvement, where Habitat for Humanity can be found, education, environment, and health. So it really goes and more. And there's youth development, aging, faith-based stuff.
We like to say pinpoint charity is what this becomes.
It really is. Yeah. I love the countdown on your website. Yes. 15 hours, 17 minutes, 56 seconds.
Yeah, the stroke of midnight is when you can start giving.
That's really terrific. 24 hours of giving.
Correct.
Local Lancaster. And really being the Red Rose City, we want to make sure that you guys, it's great to have the listeners. I think with our Comporium 103, we have a lot more folks listening in Lancaster than we ever have.
You do, me being one of them, but of course I stream it live on the phone when I can get it.
Oh, good, okay.
Well, we like her. Wow. Oh, she's so up to date on all the technology.
No, I'm not.
Oh, my God.
Need a toast.
Technically challenged. Yeah.
You're ahead of me if you can do that, I can tell you.
Tell us a little bit about what Habitat's doing this spring. I guess it's really a great season for building and improving, and I'm wondering how things are going over there.
Well, we have a corporate challenge that has been in process for a little while, and that means that the business community is coming together to cooperate together and build a home, and they will provide some funding, and they will also provide volunteer teams to help do the build.
Nice.
And we're excited about that. We're also in the process, because somebody was very kind and generous, another anonymous donor, gave us a piece of property with two buildings on it, totaling about 8,000 square feet, so we're making that into a resale slash warehouse area.
Nice.
And so we will at last be able to have our own little resale store.
Oh, I love that.
Excellent.
Too.
We're hoping to have that open within the next 30 days.
Generate some money.
Excellent.
Too.
Yes.
What is the website for the Habitat for Humanity of Lancaster County?
Well, it's HabitatLancasterSC, as in South Carolina, .org.
LancasterSC.org.
Yes, if you don't have that South Carolina in there, you will end up in Pennsylvania.
Okay, I hear you. I know exactly where that is.
Default Pennsylvania.
For sure. Well, Give Local Lancaster is an exciting thing for us to do in our community, and I just really love that you come in here, Nita, and let us know all about it.
Well, we appreciate you giving us the opportunity to get the word out.
This is a great idea. How long has this been going on nationally? Because you said, you know, we didn't know anything about it. I'd never heard anything about it. I love this idea that so many, and you know, there seem like there's so many causes, but to put it under one umbrella and everybody can benefit then.
Yes, and I think this is a relatively new effort here. Kimbia is the engine that drives this.
Okay.
And the establishment of a National Day of Giving, I think, is about 4 years old. So we really kind of came in about halfway through their age. We're glad to be a part of it, and I think it's a really great idea.
So do I.
Absolutely.
Do too.
Now, there's no giving over the phone. There's no way that we can call or do anything. It's all online.
No, but if you really don't want to give online, because some people have concerns with security, they could write a check to Habitat or another one of the nonprofits and drop it by the J. Marion Sims Foundation on North White Street, made out payable to the charity of their choice. That way it would count into the campaign if you don't feel comfortable giving online.
This might be a really great opportunity for an organization to take a look at how this is done this year and maybe join you again for next year.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly will. And there's a lot of activities that are planned for tomorrow going on during the day. There's several restaurants that are going to be serving either discounted meals or giving away things. If you bring your receipt for your gift, then they will give you, like, for instance, if you go to Chick-fil-A, you can get a free ice cream.
Oh, nice. And you don't even have to dress like a cow.
No.
That's true. And Inspiration Cafe.
Oh, yeah.
The Crescent Cafe is giving a free chicken salad lunch.
Nice.
Plate to your, if you have your receipt with you.
How about Bob Doster giving away any art?
Crap.
I want Bob to give me a palmetto tree.
Woohoo.
Just
be
that.
Nice. We should talk to him about that.
No doubt. They really
like
do.
The Craft Stand is a new beer place that's just opened in Lancaster not too long ago. They're going to be open tomorrow night, and they'll have a festivity going on and $1 a pint donation to the group. All of them.
And just helping the community.
Yes.
Helping the community and drinking brews.
I think it's a wonderful idea.
That's pretty cool. Craft brew really is such a popular thing right now, and bringing that in each of our counties. We have so many great things to do.
This is another example of how the business community is coming together to
help. I love it. Everybody else behind the same cause, too, on the same page.
Yes.
Doing the same thing.
Excellent. Well, you can find out all the details, givelocallancaster.org, which is really your starting place to do any kind of donating for your favorite charity in Lancaster.
That's right.
Nita from Habitat for Humanity, Nita Brown, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for inviting us.
Always good to see you again.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Anything we missed, make sure
we
know.
I'll see you online tomorrow.
All right.
Anything we missed? We missed anything? Good everything?
I think that covers the bases pretty doggone well.
Okay. All right. You want to wave at the camera? Good morning.
There she goes. All right. We're 12 away from the hour. It's 100.1 FM, WRHI, AM 1340. Chris and Sports is coming up.